Welcome to this quick up and running demo for the Hable One, and that's H-A-B-L-E, new word one, O-N-E, in this case for your iOS device, whether that's an iPhone or iPad. Let me first of all give you a physical description of the Hable One keyboard itself. It's quite tiny. It almost feels like a little controller in your hand. And on the top surface, you have six Braille keys in two columns. And then to the left of the left column, you've got a long key. And to the right of the right column, you've got another long key. And I'll go and tell you what those are in a minute. On the front edge, which is currently facing me because I've got the Hable One on the table, is the slide switch that you would use to turn the unit on or off. At the rear edge of the unit, furthest away from me at the moment, where it's sitting on the table, that's the USB-C port. On the far right-hand side at the back, you'll feel two little holes. That's for a lanyard. And then if you turn the unit over, you've got four little rubber feet on each corner that, if you did have on the desk, stops the unit sliding around. The first thing we need to do is to pair the Hable One to my iPhone. So I'm going to press the slide switch to the right and release it.
Alert, Bluetooth pairing request.
Oh, there we go. Bluetooth pairing request from my iPhone. That's nice. So I'm going to flick to the right using a voiceover command on my iPhone.
Hable One would like to pair with your iPhone. Cancel. Pair. Button.
Double tap on pair. If that didn't come up automatically, of course, you would then go into settings, Bluetooth, and then normally right down the bottom under other. That's where the Hable One would come up in the Bluetooth search, of course, with Bluetooth on. Double tap on that using the voiceover command to select that item, and then you would pair it and would be exactly where we are now. Let's get back to that keyboard layout that I was previously talking about a minute ago. The keys are in a orientation such that if I hold the Hable One on my tummy with the keys facing away from me, so the switch on the top edge is pointing up towards the ceiling, and the USB-C port underneath on the back edge is pointing down towards the ground. When I hold it and I rest my left and right hand fingers on those keys, the keys going from the top to the bottom on the left hand side would be dots 1, 2, and 3, 3 being closest to the ground. On the right hand side of my right hand, my fingers and the key dots would be 4, 5, and 6, with the 6 key or dot being closest to the ground again. And then to the left of dots 1 and 2 is a long key, and that is dot 7. And the long key to the right of dots 4 and 5 is dot 8. Handy starting commands for navigation with voiceover. I'm going to hold down dot 8, and while I'm holding down, I'm going to press 7 and release it each time, still holding down dot 8.
Settings, wallet, health, maps.
Okay, I've just released both keys. Now, that was going to the left. Now I'm going to go to the right. So I'm going to hold down dot 7. And while I'm holding down, I'm going to keep pressing and releasing dot 8.
Health. Wallet. Settings.
And then I've just released both keys. To activate an item, I'm going to press 7 and 8 together.
Settings. Quirky writer S. Not connected. Button.
Yeah, that's one of my Bluetooth keyboards for my iPhone. To come out of that app or the settings screen at the moment, I'm going to press H for home, dots 1, 2, and 5, and hold it down until it vibrates.
Home, settings.
Back to my home screen. Next home screen is O, 1, 2, and 5 held down.
Page 2 of 13, weather. Page 3 of 13, ABC News.
And previous home screen is OW contraction, dots 2, 4, and 6 held down.
Page 2 of 13, weather. Narrara, 31 degrees Celsius, sunny, low of 17 degrees Celsius, high of 32 degrees Celsius.
Oh, it's a bit hot today.
Actions available.
If you want to shush the voice up, such as just talking about the weather then, let me go to the next item. So I'm going to hold down 7 and press 8.
Calendar, Thursday the 14th of March. Actions
now
available.
I'm going to go back. So I'm going to hold down 8 and press 7. And then whilst voiceover is talking the weather, I'm going to hold down A or dot 1 until I feel a vibration and it'll stop the speech. All right, so let's try it. Holding down dot 8, press 7.
Weather, Narrara, 31 degrees.
And there we go. Now if I press it again.
Celsius, sunny, low of 17 degrees.
And pressed again, I can pause and stop the speech.
Degrees Celsius, high of 32 degrees Celsius.
And then, of course, if I did another navigation command, it would start talking. App switcher, we hold down dots 2 and 3 until it vibrates.
App switcher, settings, active.
And, of course, we can actions use available. 7 and 8 to move backwards and forwards through the app switcher. To get out of app switcher, I'm going to press home again. Dots 1, 2 and 5, held down until it vibrates.
Weather.
Control center is holding down J, dots 2, 4 and 5 until it vibrates.
Control center. Aeroplane mode. Switch button. Off. Actions
and
available.
I'm going to press home again, which was H, 1, weather. 2 and 5, Nara, held down
31 degrees
vibrates.
Celsius. Sunny, low of 17 degrees Celsius, high of 32
and
degrees Celsius.
I just held down one. To get to notification center, it's N for Nelly, dots 1, 3, 4 and 5, held down until it vibrates.
Notification center, calendar 12-13, calendar, WED 10, VA, weekly marketing and supply chain team. Weather.
To answer and hang up a phone call, you hold down dot 3 until it vibrates. Or to start and stop media playing, you press P, dots 1, 2, 3 and 4 until it vibrates to start and stop media playing. So if I hold down P now.
Weather. Narrower, 31 degrees Celsius. Sunny, low of 17 degrees Celsius. High of 32 degrees Celsius.
To activate Siri, it's D, 1, 4 and 5. And you guessed it, held down again.
Weather.
Hello, Siri.
Hey, David. How can I help?
Why does my iPhone keep reading out the weather?
Okay, I found this on the web for why does my iPhone keep reading out the weather. Check it out.
It's all right. I'm being facetious. All right, I'm going to press home, 1, 2, and 5, held down.
Weather. Narrower, 31 degrees Celsius.
Yeah, I know. And just a final tip. If you are in a text edit area where you can quote Braille in to the system, because obviously the keyboard doesn't have a space bar or an enter key or a backspace key, you can do certain commands for that as well. So normally dot 7 is your backspace key, dot 8 is your space bar, and then dots 1 and 8 is your enter key. Anyway, that will do for this general quick getting up and going with your HeyBot 1 on the iPhone for the moment. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.